It was a bright sunny day when Sophia, a little girl with a sparkle in her eye, marched into the garden, her shoes tied with rainbow-colored laces. Her fascination for vibrant colors and their harmonious blend was beyond an ordinary affinity. It was an idiosyncrasy, a peculiar habit unique to her. This is your host, Danny, and this is English Plus Podcast. The term idiosyncratic has Greek roots in idios and synkrasis, translating to one's own mix. It generally refers to characteristics, habits, or tendencies that are distinct to an individual. Yet it's more than just a description of peculiarity. It's a celebration of individuality, a testament to the diversity that makes each of us unique and adds richness to our collective human tapestry. Sophia's idiosyncrasy wasn't just confined to her rainbow laces. It spilled into her art, her clothes, her room decor. Her vibrant lifestyle became an inspiration for those around her. In a world often painted in shades of conformity, Sophia's idiosyncratic love for colors was a refreshing splash of uniqueness. In another corner of the world, we find Eric, a gifted mathematician known for his unusual way of thinking. His idiosyncratic approach to problem-solving often baffled his colleagues. However, this same unique perspective allowed him to solve complex problems with innovative solutions that others couldn't fathom. Eric's idiosyncratic nature was the key to his creative genius. Contrastingly, consider Amanda, a renowned chef, famous for her idiosyncratic cooking methods. She had a peculiar habit of talking to her ingredients, believing it made them taste better. While it may have seemed odd to some, her unique interaction with her cooking led to exquisite dishes that were loved by many. Her idiosyncrasy wasn't just a quirk, it was an integral part of her culinary magic. These examples reveal the true essence of idiosyncratic, whether it's Sophia's love for colors, Eric's unique problem-solving approach, or Amanda's conversation with her ingredients. These idiosyncrasies define them, differentiate them, and endow them with a distinctive charm. It's essential to realize that our idiosyncrasies are not blemishes to be concealed, but rather aspects to be celebrated. They add layers to our personalities, making us more intriguing and authentic. They are reflections of our individual journeys, influencing our interactions and experiences, thereby enriching our lives and those around us. Moreover, idiosyncrasies can pave the way for innovative ideas and breakthroughs, like in Eric's case. They allow us to see the world from a unique lens, opening the door to creative solutions and unconventional ideas. Our idiosyncrasies also foster diversity and acceptance. By recognizing and respecting the idiosyncrasies of others, like Sophia's and Amanda's, we promote a culture of inclusivity and appreciate the beauty of human uniqueness. Each narrative of Sophia, Eric, and Amanda echoes the same underlying truth. Being idiosyncratic is not a deviation from the norm, but an affirmation of our individuality. It's a call to celebrate our unique quirks and peculiarities, to accept ourselves and others in our authentic forms. So embrace your idiosyncrasies, no matter how odd or peculiar they may seem. They make you who you are, distinct and extraordinary. They are threads in the grand tapestry of life, adding color, depth, and vibrancy. After all, in this diverse world, being idiosyncratic is merely a synonym for being beautifully, unabashedly, uniquely you. We'll be right back.